NBC presents The Adventures of Frank Merriwell. There it is, an echo of the past, an exciting past, a romantic past. The era of the horse and carriage, gaslit streets and free-for-all football games. The era of one of the most beloved figures in American fiction, Frank Merriwell. Merriwell is loved as much today as ever he was. And so the National Broadcasting Company brings him to radio in a new series of stories based on the famous books written by Gilbert Patton under the pen name Bert L. Standish. Today, The Benchwarmer. With the approach of the winter season, Yale's basketball team is preparing for a long, hard campaign. As our story opens, Frank Bart and the rest of the squad are just completing an afternoon practice in the Yale gym.
All right, squad, over here to center court.
Who's that man with us, Coach, Frank?
I don't know. I guess the coach is going to introduce him to us.
Everybody here. Good, good. Gentlemen, I'd like you to meet the captain of Yale's first basketball team, Rusty Cook.
Well, thanks, boys. You don't know what a kick it is coming back here to Yale after all these years. And I sure look forward to seeing that opening game against Central on Saturday. How about it, Coach Carter? Are your boys going to take him in a walk?
Well, I wouldn't say that, Rusty. Central's supposed to have one of the best outfits in the Midwest.
Sure, but they can't beat Yale. That right, boys?
No, just a minute, boys. It's all right to have confidence in yourselves, but let's face facts. We're not the team we were last year. For one thing, we need more height and more experience at the center position.
Oh, you coaches are all alike. Why, with Merriwell and his pal Hodge on the team, I'd bet on Yale anytime.
Thanks, Mr. Cook, but the coach is right about the team. We'll really have to play over our heads Saturday to beat Central.
And if anything should happen to one of our starters, well, it would be just too bad.
I still say Yale will win, even if you do have to play over your heads. How about it, gang? Can you do it?
Well, boys, that's all for today. There's a physical ed class due in here now, so we'll have to clear out.
Okay,
go get your showers. Practice same time tomorrow.
And don't forget what I said, boys. You're going to beat Central for me, right?
Hurry up, Frank. Don't forget we've got that dinner date over at Inns.
I'm ready now. Let's go.
Good tall center.
Yeah, I'll say. Especially one with a good set shot.
All right, here. Let's cut across the basketball court. It's shorter.
Yeah, I'll get the door.
All right, Chester. This is the red class. Come on.
Hey! Hey, did you see that?
What, Bart?
Look. See that big tall boy shooting almost from center court? Here, watch him again. Here he goes.
Hey, a beauty. Clean as a whistle.
Two in a row from way out there. Look, he's trying another. Here he goes.
Again.
How do you like that? I never saw any better shooting.
Now, wait a second. I know him. He's a soph named Ashley.
Sure, Matt Ashley. Comes from right here in New Haven, doesn't he? Say, I wonder why he doesn't come out for the team.
I was just thinking the same thing. With a shot like that, we could use him.
And that height. He'd make a perfect center. The answer to our whole problem.
You're right, Bart. Let's see about this. Oh, Matt. Two. Matt Ashley.
Oh, Frank Merriwell. What's up?
I didn't know you played basketball.
Who, me? I don't. I'm just working out here in physical ed class.
Oh, cut it out, Matt. Anybody with a shot like that can play basketball.
Oh, that. Well, I like to shoot baskets, that's all.
Ever play any basketball?
A little in high school.
I wonder, Matt, would you try something for me?
Well, sure, Frank.
A guarding, Bart. Now, Matt, let's see you break for a pass, dribble down, and try a layup shot.
All right. You ready, Bart?
Go ahead. I warn you, I'm not letting you get through.
Get set. All right, here goes. Catch it. Got it. Okay, you go. Nice pivot, Matt.
I'll be hanged. He got through.
Beautiful work, Matt. Say, you're not going to waste any more time in physical ed class. You're coming out for the team tomorrow. Oh,
darn right you are.
Oh, no, I'm sorry, fellas. I can't.
You can't? Why not?
My father won't let me.
What kind of talk is that?
Hey, look here, Matt. Your father was a Yale man, too, wasn't he?
That's right, Frank. But he's still dead set against my going out for basketball.
That doesn't make any sense. Why should he be?
I don't know. I've asked him several times to relent and let me try out for the team, but he won't consider it.
But look, Matt, we need you.
Oh, it's no use even asking Dad again, Bart. Well, the last time he got so hot under the collar, he threatened to withdraw me from school if I didn't forget about basketball.
I see. Well, Matt, it's just too bad. I guess we can't do business.
I'm sorry, too, fellas. Believe me.
Oh, gosh, Frank. There must be some way we can...
Oh, forget it, Bart. If Mr. Ashley doesn't want his son to be on the team, there's nothing any of us can do about it.
I'm sorry, Frank.
Oh, forget it, Matt. Well, come along, Bart. We'll be late for our dinner engagement.
Oh, gosh, isn't this pleasant in front of this fire? Especially after a dinner like that one.
After all you ate, Bart, I don't see how you managed it from the dining room to the parlor.
Don't tease him, Frank. Aunt Belle always loves to have Bart over for dinner. She says nobody in the world makes her feel like such an expert cook.
Well, that's certainly a nice way to please people.
Now, what was all this you were telling me at dinner about the basketball player who refused to play?
Well, there's no use thinking about it, Inza. He could be a great player, and his father won't let him come out for the team. We can't do anything about that.
Oh, it's a crime, though. You know, someone like that playing center, we'd be a better team than we were last year.
Well, I think it's a shame. Why should the team suffer just because a boy's father has some silly idea about sports? Yeah. Who is the boy, anyhow? Where does he come from?
Well, he lives right here in New Haven, Inza. Mm-hmm. His name's Matt Ashley.
Ashley? You mean the one whose father is a lawyer here in town?
That's the one. Do you know him, Inza?
I know the father. He's handled a number of legal affairs for Aunt Belle. I can't understand it.
Well, how do you mean?
I mean, Mr. Ashley's a broad-minded man. At least I've always thought so. It just doesn't make sense. I'll tell you what we could do, though.
Yeah.
What? Mr. Ashley lives only a few blocks from here, just off Church Street.
Hey, that's a thought. You mean go see him tonight?
Oh, why not? I'm sure it's all a foolish misunderstanding. What do you say, Frank?
Well, I don't know that we have any right to bother him about this.
Of course we have a right. He's a Yale man, isn't he?
Yeah.
Well, it certainly concerns the welfare of his alma mater. I say let's go see him.
How about it, Frank?
Well, all right. All right. I suppose it's worth a try to get Matt on the team. I only hope Mr. Ashley doesn't think we're trying to pry into his private affairs.
Nonsense. I can handle him. Let's see what he has to say for himself.
Of course you're not intruding, my dear. And that goes for your two friends. Sorry, Matt isn't here. He's attending a lecture meeting. Sit down. Let me take your things.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Well, it's really your son we've come to see you about, Mr. Ashley.
What have you been up to now?
Oh, nothing, Mr. Ashley. I persuaded Frank and Bart to come over to see you.
You see, sir, Frank is captain of the basketball team.
Basketball team?
Yes, sir.
What has my son to do with that?
Oh, we'll come right to the point, sir. We saw Matt shooting baskets in the gymnasium today, and we want him on the varsity squad.
Watch this. You mean he broke his word? That he's been practicing with a team?
Oh, no, he was in physical...
He needs him, Mr. Ashley, but he told Frank and Bart that you wouldn't let him play.
That's right, I won't.
But Mr. Ashley, it would be a wonderful thing for Matt. And as Inza said, we do need him.
Young man, you're wasting your time. I'm unalterably opposed to my boy joining the basketball team. Nothing you can say will alter my opinion.
But you must have a reason, sir.
Reason? Of course I have a reason. I don't want him frittering away his time on foolish games that will do him no good in his career.
But, sir,
if he means to be a successful lawyer, he must work hard. Study hard. The sooner he learns that life has nothing to do with games, the better off he will be.
But that isn't true, sir. Sports give you the best training in the world. They teach you how to give and take, and they teach you the real meaning of sportsmanship. You wouldn't want your boy to miss that part of his college education, would you?
Well, it's something he'll regret all his life if you stand in his way now, Mr. Ashley.
It's something he'll regret all his life if I don't.
Well, surely you must have played in some sport when you were in Yale, didn't you, sir?
I don't wish to discuss the matter any further, sir. I have given my answer to Matt many times, and now I'm giving it to you. If he wants to continue in college with my support, he will devote himself exclusively to his academic studies.
Very well, sir. Well, I guess there's nothing more for us to say. Sorry to have bothered you.
Not at all. I hope we may meet often again under more agreeable circumstances. Well, gentlemen, thank you for dropping by. And good night.
Good night, Mr. Ashley. Well... That's that.
That's it! Shoot!
Here goes!
Good shooting, Frank. That was a nice pivot in there, Bart. You made that play work.
Thanks, Coach.
All right, take the center jump again. We'll run through the same play. And let's see some real defensive work in there by you, Scrub.
Okay, Coach.
Don't let them get by you like that.
Well, Matt, right. What do you think of the team?
Gosh, they look good to me. You know, I don't see what everybody's so worried about. Did you notice that teamwork between Frank and Bart?
That's it, all right. But imagine how much better the team would be if you could play, too.
Oh, no use thinking about that now. Say, look. Watch Bart drive past that guard.
That's the way, boys! That's the way! Pass it to Frank! A beauty!
Oh,
say, look.
Oh, my goodness. That guard knocked Bart right off his feet.
That was a personal foul. In the game, he'd get two free shots for that.
Oh, I hope he isn't hurt. He's still on the floor.
He fell pretty hard, all right. Hey, look, Enza. The players are gathering around him. Let's find out.
Oh, I hope he isn't hurt. That would be awful.
What is this, Bart?
It's my shoulder. I wrenched when I fell.
Is he hurt?
Let me have a look.
There's something wrong with his shoulder.
No, it's all right, Coach. I can move it a little. Just a sprain, I think.
I hope it's not a separation.
How did it happen, Frank?
His arm was under him when he fell. Looks like he twisted the shoulder.
Gee, that's tough luck. Oh, I hope it doesn't affect him in the game tomorrow.
I can get up now, Coach.
All right, but take it easy. You're going over to the infirmary with me and have the doc look at it.
It won't keep you out of the game, will it?
That depends on what the doc says. Now, come along. That's all, man. The rest of you can get dressed.
Okay, Coach.
Do you really think he'll be all right for tomorrow night, Frank?
I don't know. Even if he is able to play, he won't be in top shape.
What a rotten thing to happen just at this time.
Yes, Matt, it's pretty bad. Now you can see why we wanted you on the squad.
I know. Frank, I've been thinking. It's still not too late. Maybe if I could use a little psychology on Dad.
Do you think it would do any good, Matt?
Well, it certainly can't do any harm. Now look, Frank. Isn't there supposed to be a torchlight parade tonight?
That's right. It's part of the rally for the opening game. Why?
Then do me a favor, will you? Persuade the marchers to come down our street and stop in front of the house.
Well, that can be arranged, but...
Now, wait a minute, Frank. Would it be all right if I borrowed one of the squad's basketballs? I'll return it in the morning.
All right, of course, man. Here, take this one right here.
Thanks. Better wish me luck.
Matt, what in the world are you up to?
It's a long chance, Enza, but maybe I can persuade Dad to see the light. Anyhow, we'll know one way or another by tonight.
Hello, Dad. What the devil are you doing in here? And where did that come from?
This basketball? I borrowed it from the gym.
Well, look here, young man. I told you
I know, Dad. You told me not to go out for the team. Well, I haven't.
Oh.
But I've got to practice basketball if I'm going to pass my physical ed course.
Pass your course?
Mm-hmm.
I thought you were pretty handy with a basketball. Oh,
so did I. But the physical ed instructor calls me a 2-point wonder.
What?
He says I can shoot right, but I'm a rotten ball handler. He thinks I'm just a grandstand player. No good at all as a team man.
Oh, he does, eh? But, did you tell him the Yale players invited you to join the varsity?
Well, no, I didn't, Dad, because... Well, after all, I guess he's right. I just can't seem to get the knack of passing and dribbling. I thought maybe if I brought the ball home, it might help me to get used to handling it.
Oh, well, that's logical.
The only trouble is I can't practice passing all by myself. Yeah. There's no one to throw them to me. Say, that is, unless you'd be willing to help me out.
I? What makes you think I could...
Here, catch. Oh, hey, you caught that like a veteran, Dad. Why, you should have been a basketball player yourself. Bet you'd have been pretty good at it if you wanted to.
Well, now, I did play a little once. When I had time, of course.
I knew it. I'll bet you were good, too.
Well, I was adequate. Let's leave it at that. My, it's been a long time. Here's some cat.
All right. Oh, heck. There, you see. I bobbled it again. I guess I'm just naturally butterfinger.
No wonder. You're fighting the ball.
Huh?
Toss it to me. See that?
Hey.
Relax with it. That's the whole secret. Here, try again.
All right.
A lot better. Just remember that tip and you won't have any trouble.
Well, gee, thanks, Dad. I'll keep practicing.
Just remember to relax.
Uh-huh.
Keep your knees bent a little.
Yeah.
Wrists loose, hands relaxed. That's the way. Doesn't that feel more natural?
I'll say it does.
Uh-huh.
Well, that must have been my trouble.
Yeah.
Say, I'll bet you were quite a player in your time.
Well, I wouldn't say that exactly.
Now, I can tell by the way you handle that basketball, even after all these years. You know, Dad, it's a shame you still can't play. Yale could really use someone like you in the game here tomorrow night.
Nonsense. Yale has a fine team. They'll win the game handily.
Oh, then you haven't heard the news.
News? What news?
Bart Hodge hurt his shoulder in practice today.
What?
He may not be able to play in the game.
Is that so?
Yes, sir.
Well, that is bad news, all right.
He must be pretty desperate. The coach even asked me if I wouldn't come out for the team again.
Well, no.
Well, of course I explained that we'd already been through all that. It was impossible. Even if Yale had to lose all their games this year.
You told the coach that?
Oh, sure. Of course, he made a speech about loyalty to the school and all that, but I told him my first loyalty had to be to you. Well, that was right, wasn't it?
Why, yes, but there are our circumstances.
What do you mean, Dad?
I don't know what I mean yet. Give me a little time to think about that, Matt.
I have to make up my mind about something.
You shouldn't be marching in this torchlight parade, Bart. You've got to take care of that shoulder.
Oh, the shoulder's all right, Frank. Not just it'll be fine by morning.
Lucky thing for us. That was a close shave.
Anyway, I don't want to miss this fun. Say, do you think Matt's little applied psychology and his father will work?
We'll soon find out. There's the house now.
All right, gang. Here we are. Let's add that chair.
Watch this. It should be good.
Hip, we want Ashley. We want Ashley.
It's working. Look, here comes Matt and his father out on the veranda.
Let's give Mr. Ashley a cheer. Yay, Ashley.
Mr. Ashley's trying to say something.
He certainly looks pleased. You know, I think Matt managed to change his mind.
I hope so. Listen.
Thank you, boys. Thank you. I'm glad you stopped here tonight. I have an announcement to make that might interest you.
Oh, well, let's hear it.
Yeah. My son Matt tells me that some of you think highly enough of his athletic prowess to invite him out for the team.
Hey, Bart. One of those torches. He's setting fire to the picket fence. Hey, look out with that torch.
Fire! Fire! The fence is on fire!
Come on, Bart. Here, my jacket. I'll try to smother it with that.
Hurry, Frank, before it spreads to those dry leaves.
There. Now, some of you men stamp out those burning leaves. Hurry up.
Hurry
up. Hey, you've got it, Frank. Yeah, it's all right.
Yes, but look at the fence. Badly scorched.
Oh, never mind the fence. Look at Ashley. He's hopping mad.
Oh, hoodlums. You might have burned down my whole place. Get out of here.
All of you. Come on. Get this parade
off
my property.
But, Dad, they didn't mean it. They were only trying to...
I know what they were trying to do, young man. And I was almost fool enough to let them.
But, Dad, I'll get your friends out of here. They'll hear from me about this, I promise you. I'm going to report the whole affair to Dean Clark tonight.
Good morning, Ensign.
Where are you, Bob?
I'm driving downtown to do some errands for Aunt Belle. Want to come along?
Why not? We're just killing time.
Just so we're back at Commons in time for lunch.
Hi. Well, sir?
Yeah?
Get up, boy. Get up. Oh, wasn't that dreadful last night about the torchlight parade?
Oh, I'll say it was. We practically had Mr. Ashley eating out of our hands. And somebody dropped that torch on his fence.
Yes, we heard from the dean about it this morning, too.
Oh.
Old man Ashley must have raised quite a row about that last night.
What did the dean say?
Oh, the dean's a good sport. He understood how it was.
Yes, but just the same, he warned us.
Warned you?
About making any more demonstrations like that. After all, Mr. Ashley is a respected alumnus.
You know, I still can't understand Mr. Ashley at all. He's so nice in every other way. Why does he have this complex about letting Matt play on the team?
I'd give a lot to know that myself.
Oh, speak of the devil. There's Matt right now.
Excellent.
Well, let's ask him what his father said about last night. Do you mind stopping, Inza?
Of course not. Oh, boy. Oh.
Oh, good morning, Matt.
Good morning, Frank. How's the shoulder this morning, boy?
Oh, pretty good, thanks. I'll be able to play tonight.
Well, that's good news. Gee, I'm sorry about what happened last night. That was a bad break. The worst of it is, I don't know the reason. You know, Dad's never acted this way about anything else.
Well, we'll just have to make the best of it. With Bart ready to go, we've got a good chance in the game tonight.
Of course you have, Frank, and you'll win, too. I'm forgetting my errands. Frank, as long as we're parked here in front of McDavid's, would you come in with me and help me carry out a package?
Yes, of course.
Oh, don't bother hitching the horse, Frank. I'll hold him while you go in the store.
All right, we'll be right back.
Take your time. Well, Matt, sure is too bad you can't be with us tonight.
I know. But at least I'm going to see the game with my father. I'll be out there cheering for you.
Say, Matt.
Hmm?
If your father feels the way he does about basketball, how is it he's taking you to the game?
Well, you know, I wondered about that, too. I guess he wants to be there for the ceremonies after the game.
Ceremonies?
That's right.
I hadn't heard about that.
Well, it has something to do with Yale's first basketball team. They're awarding a trophy to this year's team after the game.
Oh.
Well, Frank must know about it. He's supposed to accept the trophy on behalf of the squad.
But I still don't see why your father would be interested in that.
Well, the members of the first team were all classmates of Dad's. I guess he'd like to see them again. I understand the original team is going to be at the game.
Oh, sure, that's right. We met Rusty Cook, their captain, at practice yesterday.
Well, anyhow, it should be quite an affair, provided you fellas win your game first.
Oh, don't worry, we'll win the game, all right.
Say, hey, he's there. Come on,
look out, Bart. He's rearing.
I'll get his head. Oh, I'll get him, Bart.
Oh, there, whoa. Easy there, easy there. Lads, steady. Oh, that darn fool blowing his horn that way.
Shoulder.
Are you all right, boy?
Shoulder.
Bart, what's the matter?
I don't know. He tossed his head and got me up here in the shoulder again.
Holy smoke.
Hey, boys, I'm sorry about that. I only meant to say hello.
It's you, Mr. Cook.
Just call me Rusty, son. Say, you didn't hurt your arm, did you?
Why? What happened out here?
It's his shoulder again, Frank. He's really hurt at this time.
How did this happen?
It's all my fault, Frank. I frightened your horse with my machine.
Oh, maybe it'll be all right, sir. Seemed to get me right up here in the shoulder,
Frank. Oh, what a thing to happen. We've got to get you to the docks in a hurry.
Well, I'll drive you. Come on, pack him into the front seat.
All right. Come along, boy. Let's hope this isn't as serious as it looks. This is just great. We stood some chance with you playing, boys.
Now, you heard the doctor. I'm out of the game tonight.
Oh, gosh, boys, I feel terrible about this.
Well, I couldn't be helped, Mr. Cook. His shoulder was in bad shape to begin with.
Well, I wouldn't feel so badly about it if Matt could only play in the game.
Matt? Who's Matt?
Matt Ashley, sir. The boy who was with us back there on Chapel Street.
Ashley? Not old Splinter Ashley, son.
Yes, sir. I understand his father was a classmate of yours.
Well, what do you know? And the boy's a basketball player, eh?
Well, he could be if he had a chance. But what was that nickname you called his father?
Splinter. All the boys used to call him that. We had great fun with old Splinter.
Why did you call him that?
Well, why do you think? Because he was always warming the bench.
Oh, I see.
He was the only one on that first squad who never made his letter. Oh, poor fella. I guess we gave him quite a kidding this time.
You mean to say that Matt's father was actually a basketball player?
Well, he sure worked at being one, even though he never did make the grade. I suppose we shouldn't have kidded him as much as we did in those days, but, well, youngsters can be pretty cruel without meaning it.
But didn't he ever make his letter?
No, and that's something all of us regret. If anybody ever earned a letter, Splinter did. Why, he worked like a dog to make the team a success.
Oh, I'm beginning to understand this whole thing now.
Yeah, a lot of good that does us. I still don't see how we can get him to change his mind. What can we do now?
I don't know, Bart. Unless we can think of something real fast, there's nothing to do but go out there and take our beating.
Come on, Frank, hurry! The half's almost over!
He can't get past that central defense.
Good Lord, he's not going to try that set shot from midcourt, is he?
That's about all he can do, Dad. There's no time left in the half.
There goes.
But Yale's still behind, 24 to 12.
This is terrible. This is going to walk away from the game. Can't Frank do something to stop them?
But, Coach, I've already arranged it with Rusty Cook. He's willing to hold the ceremony now between halves.
Well, I don't know, Frank. You should be inside with the team. You need all the rest you can get for the second half.
Well, we need more than rest to catch Central now. You've got to agree to this. It's the only way,
nice
Coach.
Nice work, Frank. You've been playing your heart out in there.
Well, thanks, Bart. How about it, Coach? Will you let us do it?
Coach Carter, I thought you wanted your team to win this game.
Of course I do, Rusty.
Then, for the love of Pete, let this boy have his way.
Well, all right, I'll change it.
Good. We'll make the announcement. Could you blow your whistle, Coach? We've got to quiet the crowd.
Go ahead, Coach.
All right, but I don't see how all this can save the game.
And while you're at it, introduce Frank to the crowd.
Ladies and gentlemen, here's Yale's captain, Frank Merriwell.
Thanks, everybody. Now, we'll only take a minute of your time. We want to hold a very special ceremony here between halves. Now, standing right here beside me is a man you'll want to meet. He's the captain of Yale's very first basketball team, Mr. Rusty Cook.
Thank you. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's good to be back at Yale after all these years and to see such fine young men carrying on in our place. In honor of the occasion tonight, we plan to have all five of the starting players from Yale's first basketball team. Unfortunately, only four of us could show up. Yeah, but wait. We've got a fifth player for you from that original squad. He's a boy who never made his letter. In fact, we used to call him Splinter, for obvious reasons. Well, let me say right now that it doesn't surprise me to find old Splinter on hand. Ladies and gentlemen, he was always there when we needed him. No team can get along without his scrubs. They're the boys who work their hearts out with no cheers and no glory to reward them. And Splinter was always a fella like that. We used to kid him a lot, so maybe he still doesn't know how much we depended on him, how much we needed him. I want to make up for that tonight. Stand up, Splinter, and let the crowd have a look at you. There he is, ladies and gentlemen. One of the main reasons for Yale's first undefeated basketball team, Splinter Ashley.
Dad, you never told me. Why didn't you say you went out for Yale's first basketball team?
Because I'm an old fool, Matt.
Sure, Ashley, I think it's wonderful. Don't you see how proud of you everyone is?
Proud?
Of course we're proud, Dad. Anyone can stick with a team when they're getting all the glory. It takes real nerve to be a scrub.
Funny, I never looked at it that way. All I could ever remember about the game was the heartbreak when I didn't get my letter.
Oh,
I kept thinking of the kidding I took from the boys in the varsity just because I was never good enough to make the team.
And that's why you wouldn't let me play?
That's the reason. Seems foolish to me now.
Well, of course it's foolish. You think I'd have minded a little kidding? Besides, who says I'm not good enough to make the team anyway?
Of course you're good enough, Matt.
Darn right you are. Why, if you'd been in this game...
The first half's over, Dad, but not the whole game.
Hey, that's right. Then why are you sitting here like a scrub?
Hey.
Get down to the dressing room. Get the uniform.
All right, set it up.
Come on, Matt, get that ball.
Don't worry, Frank. Work that play again, right?
Right, let's go.
Ready, Yale. Central.
We're even.
Ball at 24, one shot.
There it is, Matt. The break we needed. Sink this and we win.
I'll try, Frank. I'll try.
Stand, I told you, Matt.
Hey, listen, Frank, it's dead.
I heard him. Sink this one for him, Matt.
You bet I will, Frank. Here goes.
I actually held my breath during that foul shot.
To tell you the truth, Indy, so did I.
Oh, you played a great game in there, Matt.
Oh, I see you did, Matt. Yale couldn't have won without you.
I don't know, Bart. If I hadn't been in there, Frank would have found some other way to win.
Huh?
But honestly, Frank, that was certainly great of you to arrange all that for Dad. You don't know how much it meant to him.
Well, what makes you think I arranged it, Matt?
Well, of course you did. It was a trick to get Dad to agree to let me play. Wasn't it?
Well, I guess it looked that way, all right, but... Rusty Cook had planned all along to make that very same speech.
Frank, is that really true?
Of course it is, Matt. All Frank did was to get him to move it up to halftime. It was Rusty's idea all along.